Hey there, human. You made it. I'm Yeti the Great Dane, full-time couch supervisor and part-time emotional support animal for people who don't know where their keys are. This is Dane's Delight, the podcast where I explain life from the height of a Great Dane, which is higher than your counters and somehow still lower than your expectations. So grab a snack, preferably one you're willing to share, and let's get into today's episode. Let me tell you something you're probably not emotionally prepared to hear. My kids, they think you're weird. Not in a mean way, not aggressively, just observant. The way only dogs can be. Because dogs don't judge out of spite. We judge out of pattern recognition. Puppies come into this world hopeful. They believe humans are capable creatures. Organized, reliable, mentally present. That belief does not last long. Let's start with Thor. Thor is my biggest boy. Strong. Confident. Built like a couch that learned how to walk. Thor believed in you longer than most. He really did. He thought, surely this human knows what they're doing. Then he watched you throw a ball. You didn't throw it badly. You threw it confidently wrong. Straight into a fence. And then you looked at Thor. Like he misjudged the trajectory. That's why Fetch always ends with me raising a missing person report. Thor didn't react right away. He just stood there, processing. That was the moment he realized. Humans have enthusiasm, but no accuracy. Mocha figured you out differently. Mocha is smart, calculated. She notices patterns. Mocha realized humans are inconsistent with rules. One day, food drops are accidents. Another day, food drops are crimes. You'll say no begging while actively holding food at eye level. That's not a boundary. That's a mixed signal. Mocha clocked that immediately. And then there's Spicy Pumpkin. Spicy Pumpkin is the youngest. She's smaller, faster, and much quieter than the others. Spicy Pumpkin doesn't react to the studies. She watches you talk to devices. She watches you pace while holding nothing. She watches you say, "I'll be right back," and then disappear into another dimension for 15 minutes. Spicy Pumpkin has learned something important. Humans do not always know what they're doing, but they are very committed to acting as they do. That's why she pretends to understand sit, while they pretend to understand life. Dogs don't pretend. If we're unsure, we stop. If we're tired, we lie down. If we're hungry, we communicate clearly, sometimes loudly. Humans, on the other paw, will be hungry, tired, overstimulated, and confused, and then decide to reorganize a drawer. My kids notice that too. You'll get frustrated and start cleaning random things. That's not productivity. That's emotional avoidance. Dogs cope by sleeping. You cope by alphabetizing batteries. Buddy, that's not coping. That's just giving anxiety a filing system. And let's talk about how you speak to us. You'll explain things slowly. Like we don't understand language. But then expect us to understand vibes. You'll say, "It's fine," while your entire body says, "It is not fine." Dogs read energy. We don't care about words. Words are decoration. Your tone tells the truth. Your posture tells the rest. My kids learned early that when you say, "Nothing's wrong," it means something is very wrong and snacks may be delayed. They also noticed how you interact with each other. You'll argue quietly, which is worse. Quiet arguing makes no sense. If something is wrong, why whisper? Dogs believe problems should be addressed immediately or slept through. Anything else is suspicious. That's why my therapist starts each session with an alarm clock and bacon. But here's the part you should know. Despite all of this, despite the confusion, the inconsistency, the dramatic sighing, my kids adore you. Thor leans on you because he trusts you to hold him. even when you complain about your back. Mocha follows you because she knows you try, even when you mess up. And Spicy Pumpkin? She curls up close, not because she needs protection, but because she chooses connection. Dogs don't need you to be perfect. We need you to be present. We know you're weird. And that's coming from someone who sniffs butts for fun. But you're our weird. And that's enough. All right, human. That's it for today. If this episode made you laugh, nod, or feel slightly judged, that means it worked. You can find more of my wisdom at grdane.com, where the couch is always taken and the opinions are always honest. Follow, subscribe, and come back next time, because I'll still be here watching you.